Good morning to you all. We welcome you on this Easter Sunday. We're so glad that you are with us as we have come together to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to draw in our call to worship today from Acts chapter 2, where we have Peter speaking there in Jerusalem. It's Pentecost, and he is preaching the first recorded message of Peter to the folks that are there. And he says in verse 29, "Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day." And very interesting. He takes a very famous individual, says, "We know where his tomb is located." I remember whenever I went to Frankfort, Kentucky, and I got to see Daniel Boone's grave. And I said, "But Dad, he's on TV. I watch him every week. How in the world can he be on TV?" And he's dead. I learned a lesson at age 5 or 6, you know, that's a TV show. That's not real. And I was devastated. But there was Daniel Boone overlooking the river there in Frankfort, Kentucky. And this was a massive figure in my life who fought Indians, and he did all these famous things, you know. Well, that's what Peter does. He said, "We have King David. He's dead, buried. We know where his sepulcher is." But notice this. "Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God hath sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul may not be left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses." There was no tomb to go visit that has got, "Here lies the body of Jesus." No, that stone was rolled away. He was gone. He had ascended up to heaven. And he is there today, folks, making intercession for you and me. But the point is this. We do not serve a dead memory. We serve a living Savior. And I'm so thankful this morning that the one who went to the cross for me is also the one that's at the right hand of the Father, being my mediator, that I can go to him anytime, day or night, and he's there. And he says, "There's my son, Todd. I saved him, and he has my righteousness." Folks, there is nothing more wonderful. There's not a bank account that appeals that's greater than that message right there. There's not something more important than that. Your relationship to Jesus Christ is the most important thing in your life if you've come to know Him. Now, if you haven't come to know Him, you need to. You need to. Because our Lord died with you in His thoughts as He died on Calvary's tree. And He has His righteousness available for you today if you don't know Him as your personal Savior. Are you thankful for the resurrection today? Every Sunday is Resurrection Day. It's a reminder of what our Lord and Savior did for us.